And then they complained in verse 3, and they said that, Moses, you took us out of Egypt in order to bring us out here in the wilderness and to let us and our horses die in the wilderness. And then in verse 4, and you know, this shows you how dire the situation had gotten, that they actually took up stones and they wanted to kill Moses. They wanted to stone him down. Now here's the man that brought them out of slavery. Here's the man that brought them across the Red Sea. Here's the man that is leading them into the promised land. And now all of a sudden, they want to take up stones and they want to stone the man of God.
Welcome to Anchored in Jesus, the teaching ministry of Dr. William R. Glaze, founder of Pittsburgh Institute of Biblical Studies, author, and senior pastor of Bethany Baptist Church. This is Sonia Hall, thanking you for joining us today for the conclusion, Yahweh Nissi, the Lord our Banner, from the series, The Names of God. So let's join Dr. Glaze for the conclusion of Yahweh Nissi, the Lord our
That we must rely on the Lord for victory. That whenever you see the banner, that altar that Moses built, and he called it Yahweh Nissi, that when they saw that, it was a reminder that they had to rely on God for the victory. Notice, Moses put his hands up with the rod in his hand, with the staff in his hand. He held it up. And as long as his hands stayed held up, Israel won the battle. But as soon as his hands went down, they begin to lose. And we need to realize that Yahweh Nissi means that we are reliant upon God. That one of the ways that we rely upon him is that we throw our hands up in the air. And somebody saying party hardy like you just don't care. No, that's not what it means. That's not what it means, right? Throw your hands up in the air and say, God, I'm totally reliant upon you. And then we need to realize that when our hands are down, that means that we're trying to do it, that we're trying to work this thing out. We're trying to manipulate. We're trying to move things around. We're trying to make adjustments when we put our hands down. But when we throw our hands up in the air, we say, God, I'm dependent on you. God, I'm relying on you. You know, early in the morning, when you wake up, you ought to get out of bed. And the first thing you ought to do is raise your hands to the sky. Now, again, I only can raise one. But you raise your hands to the sky and let God know that you are reliant on him. Maybe it might be good if you get a little sign that says Yahweh Nissi. And maybe just put it on your bedside somewhere. You know, put it in your Bible. You know, put it somewhere where you can see it when you get up. And the first thing that you know is that as soon as I get up out of bed, you know, boom, I throw my hands up. I'm relying on you, Lord. And you know, my wife and I, we pray in the morning. And every morning we pray. You know, God, he might get tired of hearing us pray this prayer. But the mornings that we pray, you know, we thank him for a reasonable portion of health and strength, and we thank him for a sound mind. that's the prayer, right? So what are we doing? When we get up, we're throwing our hands up and say, Lord, we're relying on you. We're relying on you to touch our bodies so that we can go through another day. We're relying on you to touch our minds so that we can have a sound mind, right? Yahweh Nissi was reliance. That Moses, as he lifted up his hands, he was letting the people know that we are relying on God. And then just keep in mind that when his hands came down, that's when they started losing the battle. So we might not be able to walk around all day with our hands raised high in the air. But one of the things that we ought to do is in our mind and in our heart, our hands should be raised. We should stop and reflect frequently throughout the day And just, if we don't do it physically, just in our mind and our heart, say, Lord, I'm relying on you. Lord, it's in you that I live and I move and I have my being. I'm relying on you. And it's also a reminder, Yahweh Nisi, is also a reminder that the battle is not yours. Oh, hallelujah. The battle is not yours, but the battle is the Lord's. Thank God that we have someone that will pick up the battle for us. Yeah, you know what? The Israelites had to go fight. Yeah, they had to go into the valley and they had to deal with Amalek. They had to go out there and they had to deal with the enemy. But it was God. He was the one that was fighting the battle for them. And whenever we recognize him as Yahweh Nisi, the God who is our banner, and we look at that banner and we see that banner, we realize that, hey, there goes the one that's fighting for me. There goes the one that's going ahead of me. Reliance, reliance. The second thing that we see is remembrance. Remembrance. That when we think about Yahweh Nisi, there's an element of remembrance. Look what the Lord told Moses in verse 14. And the Lord said unto Moses, write this for a memorial in a book and rehearse it in the ears of Joshua, for I will utterly put out the remembrance of Amalek from under heaven. The Lord says that, and right on the heels of God saying that, what was the next thing he said, the next thing that Moses did? Moses built the altar and he called it Yahweh Nisi. Remembrance, that this word, this phrase, this aspect of the name of God should cause us to think back to the victories that God has given us. It should be a memorial of the victories in our lives. Somebody said, put your victories on one side and put your defeats on the other side, and your victories will outnumber your defeats every time. That God is a victorious God, and that his name, Yahweh Nisi, it serves as a reminder that he is the God who gives us the victory. On my way here today, I was listening to David Jeremiah, and he gave a story about a man who was in the airport, and he was a Christian minister, and he had to go speak somewhere, and he really needed to get there, you know, on time. And so he went to the airport and got there and found out that his plane was boarding and that he couldn't get on. And so he did everything he could to try to get on that plane. And he begged and he pleaded to get on the plane, but they told him that there was no way that he could get on the plane. And so he went and he was going to get in line to see if he could change his ticket, and the line was about 2 hours long. And so he waited in line. And while he was standing in line, an announcement came and said that that flight that he was supposed to be on crashed, and everybody on board died as a result of being there. And, you know, his heart was heavy, you know, for the people that died on the flight. But he realized that he could have been on there and he could have been the one that died. He took his ticket and he put it in a place in his house that he would always see it and remember that he was delivered, remember that his life was spared, that it was a memorial for him of the fact that he could have been on that plane, but he wasn't on there. And God says that his name is Yahweh Nisi, and that we ought to look at what God does in our lives. For Israel, he gave them the victory over Amalek. That's what he did in their life. And that it was to be a memorial that God had wiped out the Amalekites, that he had overcome the Amalekites. It was to be a memorial of that. And how much more in our lives should we establish memorials of things that God has done in our lives? You know, I can think back over my life, and many times God gave me the victory in certain situations. I mean, to the point where I remember one Christmas, I can't remember how many kids we had at the time, but we didn't have anything, however many we had, we didn't have money to buy presents, food, or anything. And then God, he just opened up the windows of heaven and gave us victory after victory after victory. I remember that Christmas, my kids, they got bicycles, brand new bicycles, right? And so you look at, and so those are things that are in my mind. You know, I shared with you about the time that God called me to help a minister out, and I didn't have a car. And God provided a car for me. God gave me a car. Victory after victory after victory. My friend, don't forget those victories. Don't let those victories go by the wayside. Always remember what God has done. Always remember what Yahweh Nisi has done, and that he is our banner. And so when we lift up that banner, when we say the Lord is our banner, that means we're looking at God, because he is the God who gives us the victory. He is the God who gives us the victory. So we see that Yahweh Nisi, it reminds us or deals with the fact that we can rely on him, remembrance, and then I like this one right here, relationship. The banner is an open symbol of a love relationship. The banner means that you are in a relationship, that when Moses made that altar and he said the Lord is our banner, what was he saying? That we are in a relationship with God. I like what it says in the Song of Solomon, chapter 2 in verse 4. Solomon has a bride, and Solomon is in love with his bride. And Solomon's bride says this: he brought me to the banqueting house. You know, that was the feasting house, you know, the place where they got down, right, to eat. And it says, and his banner over me was love. His banner over me was love. That Solomon let others see his love for his bride. As the banner was easily seen by everybody who went by the banqueting house, they could see that his bride was in the banqueting house and that the banner over the banqueting house was love. And so Solomon was making a statement. He said, I'll shout it to the world. He said, I'm not ashamed to say that this is my bride, and my banner over her is love, because we are in a relationship. So when it says Yahweh Nisi, the word banner, what that means, that symbolizes relationship. I heard the story about a man who was in a relationship, and he ended up doing something, and he had to go to jail. And I think he was in jail for 3 years, and, you know, he didn't know if his lady was still going to be waiting on him, or he didn't know what the deal was going to be. So he wrote a letter to her. And in the letter, he said this. He said, I'm coming home. He said, and I want you to tie a yellow ribbon around the old oak tree. It's been 3 long years. Do you still want me? If I don't see a yellow ribbon round the oak tree, I'll stay on the bus, forget about us, and put the blame on me if I don't see a yellow ribbon round the old oak tree. So What was he looking for? He was looking for a banner, right? Right? He was looking for a banner to tell him that it was all right, that I've been waiting on you, that I still love you. And he couldn't even look. He told the people on the bus to let me know if there's somebody out there waving a yellow ribbon. And as the bus rolled by, it said the whole bus is cheering. I can't believe I see 100 yellow ribbons tied around. Yeah. The old oak tree, right? What did that lady do? She was so in love with this guy after 3 years that she had 100 banners tied around the tree. She was letting them know, hey, the relationship is still here. The relationship is still strong. And when God says that he's our banner, that means that he puts 100 banners over us and lets us know that he loves us. He lets us know that he loves us with an unconditional love. And we might be on the bus with our eyes closed, but the angels of heaven are waving the banners saying, Yahweh Nisi, the Lord loves you. So we see, what does it mean when we say Yahweh Nisi? It means reliance. It means remembrance. It means relationship. And then my final point is that it means rallying. It means rallying. It is the point for God's people to come together and rally. In Psalm 20 and verse 7, we will rejoice in thy salvation, and in the name of God we will set up our banners. In the name of God we will set up our banners. The Lord fulfill all thy petitions. Setting up a banner meant that there was a point where you were coming to rally and give praise. In these days of political tension and coming down to the end of the election, we see Donald Trump and Joe Biden. And what are they doing right now? Every day, so somebody might listen to this message like 5 years from now and say, you know, what is this guy talking about, right? So we're in this political season, and these are the last days, and these guys are hitting like 3 states a day, right? And what are they doing? They're having what? Rallies. They're having rallies. And so as they have these rallies, they're gathering people together, and the people are coming there, and what's one of the things that they're doing? They're cheering. Another thing they're doing, they're supporting. That's why I say, Trump is not my banner. Biden is not my banner. Yahweh Nisi is my banner. And I'm going to rally around him. I'm going to rally around the victories that he's given me in my life. That every time he does something for me, I'm going to have a rally. Right? You know, you have rallies all the time. Yeah, when God does something for you and you say, praise the Lord, you know what that is? That's a rally. You're coming together, you're applauding, you're supporting, you're having a rally. Oh, we thank God that we can have these personal rallies, that anytime God does something, we can give him the praise, we can give him the honor, we can give him the glory. That's having a rally. And then, you know, we should have that banner, Yahweh Nisi, that I'm coming together and I'm rallying under my King. I'm coming together and I'm rallying under the sovereign Lord of the universe. You know, it's kind of rough these days, saints. We haven't been able to come together to church, to fellowship. It's been kind of difficult. I'll be honest with you. I can't wait to get back into fellowship. You know, and I'm here preaching this afternoon, and I got a few people scattered here, and we all social distance, right? But it's going to be nice when we, you know, can all come back together again. You know, I like the song, "Shall We Gather at the River?" The beautiful river. Shall we gather out the river that flows from the throne of God, right? It's going to be nice to gather once again and celebrate. You know, come together and sing songs where we rally and praise God. And we lift up Yahweh Nisi. What a blessing and what a time that's going to be when we get back together again. But until then, we can have our own rallies. We can rally in our home. We can rally in our car. We can rally on our front porch. We can rally on our back porch. We can praise Yahweh Nisi and give him all the honor and the glory. Let me close with this illustration. During World War II, there was a tiny volcanic island in the Pacific Ocean. This island was 4 miles long and 2 miles wide. It was 660 miles away from Tokyo, Japan, and it was used as an air base by the Japanese. And what the Japanese would do, they would be on this island and they would attack the U.S. B-29 bombers. And so it kind of put America at a disadvantage. On March 16th, 1945, or excuse me, February 19th, 1945, the U.S. Marines fought the Japanese for 36 days. For 36 days. And on March 16th, 1945, the United States took over the island known as Iwo Jima. As they took this island over, we see there was about 5 or 6 Marines that they went to a hillside and they lifted up the American flag. And what they were saying was that we now have ownership of this island. And that was known again as the Battle of Iwo Jima. Now, this is one of the bloodiest, up until this point, it was one of the bloodiest battles in Marine history. As a result of this battle, 7,000 U.S. servicemen died. 20,000 U.S. servicemen were wounded. And so when those soldiers stood there and lifted up that flag, lifted up the banner, that they were saying, "We have the victory." Let me tell you about another battle. It was fought by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He climbed up the hill, not Iwo Jima, but he climbed up the hill called Calvary. He put a flag on the top of that hill, and it was a cross. And everyone who, everyone who comes under this banner, they can have reliance, that they can have relationship, they can have remembrance, and they can have a rally as we come and say, Jesus is our banner. He's the one that we come under, and we rally under him, this great God. Thank God for Yahweh Nisi, the Lord who is our banner.
Thank you for joining us today on Anchored in Jesus. Tune in next time for the first half of Yahweh Shammah, the Lord is here, from our series, The Names of God. If you would like to request an audio copy of today's message, Yahweh Nisi, the Lord our banner, you can contact us at anchoredinjesus.org and request Yahweh Nisi, the Lord our banner. That's anchoredinjesus.org and request Yahweh Nisi, the Lord our banner. Or call us at 877-831-5060. When you visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, you can view many of the other teachings by Dr. Glaze. Dr. Glaze is the author of 10 books. For more information about these resources and how to order, visit anchoredinjesus.org or call 877-831-5060. We also invite you to like us on Facebook at Anchored in Jesus Ministries. If you would like to make a financial contribution, please visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, or send it to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania 15206. Once again, that website is anchoredinjesus.org, or you can send your financial contribution to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania 15206. It's through your prayers and gifts that we remain on the air. Our title, Anchored in Jesus, comes from Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19, which lets us know that Jesus is our high priest and an anchor for the soul. Now for Dr. Glaze and our volunteer staff, I'm Sonia Hall reminding you, you don't have to be tossed in the storms of life. Your soul can be anchored in the Lord.